I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, August 25th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but it's Friday. So we will, try to keep it a little bit light if we can. We'll see. We'll see. And usually we do phones on Friday, try to focus on that. James, sorry we missed you yesterday. I think we missed James 2 days in a row, was it? So that's unfortunate. And maybe we can make up for that today. I would say, though, we are not as those who are in Christ Jesus are not without as those without hope in the world. And First Peter, both letters of Peter in the Bible are interesting to that end. So I am sad to announce that this month we lost Pat in Fort Worth. Pat in Texas won't be calling in anymore. And so that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to not have, it saddens me not to have Pat calling in, and she was a warrior for Christ for many decades, she and her husband, and so she will be missed, as will her husband Ken, and In honor of Pat, in a sense, speaking of the hope from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again. Remember Jesus talking to Nicodemus? Nicodemus, are you the leader of the Jews and you don't know this? Who has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries. That's an interesting thought. Seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. That's a powerful statement. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy," which is a reference to Leviticus 11 and 19. And just to sort of conclude, if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth. That's an interesting turn of phrase, isn't it? Conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth. And fear is a word that Pat would occasionally hotly contest. Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. And in conclusion, since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have not been born again, for you have been born again not of seed which is perishable but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God. And then reference to Isaiah 40, for all flesh is like grass and its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. So in honor of Pat in Texas and her husband, Ken, who we lost also a couple of years ago, Pat, you will be missed. We definitely will miss you. And, man, things are getting interesting. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. It's Friday, and we who are here and remain for a little while, press on. So let's see. It's Friday, we should keep it light. So I'll say, America, you're being played like a fiddle. I thought it was interesting. That yeah, I saw that. I thought it was interesting that Fox News ran their little Maui Fire and Fury segment. So was that an esoteric insider confirmation nod to Miles Stone's Fire and Fury, the story of the 2023 Maui fire and its implications for climate change? You know, the book. And I wonder if we could play that, maybe. The Fox News thing. Maybe we should play just a moment of this. Let's see. So, you know, yesterday I touched on the fact that everything is theater. You know, the Donald Trump mugshot is big news. Obviously, it's designed to get people upset, riled up on both sides of the Donald Trump controversy. If you love him, then you're outraged. If you hate him, then you're like, I don't know. If you hate him, you're like Rachel Maddow or anybody at MSNBC or CNN. You're like Lawrence O'Donnell, who maybe we should play a little bit of that, you know, gloating over the humiliation of Rudy Giuliani and then the anticipated humiliation of Donald Trump. I mean, that's just – this is what we're – I mean, these are supposed to be credible news outlets. It's really sad to see this. So can we – before we get too far afield, can we just – we'll focus on the Maui Fire and Fury thing. I think this is curious. I think Harris Faulkner says fire and fury. Can we play that real quick, please?
Well, all week, critics have hit President Biden on that bizarre and heartless comparison he made between a small kitchen fire at his house several years ago to Maui's fire disaster. Now the administration's response could face a congressional investigation. Here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I'm very concerned about the response. We still have hundreds of individuals that are missing. I think there's going to have to be a congressional investigation in response to what happened now. How can we lose that many Americans in today's age? And the federal response seems very delayed. The president's response, have no comment? That's unacceptable.
Survivors of now the deadliest wildfire in modern American history are sharing their stories. Some say they had no choice but to disobey those mandatory evacuation orders because the only road out of Lahaina was barricaded. The gridlock got even worse when drivers abandoned their cars to jump into the Pacific Ocean. Everything was on fire. Survivors are blaming both the local and federal governments for the response. And Clay Travis is the founder of OutKick. Look, I follow you on social media. I know you've talked with a lot of people. What are you hearing about how things were handled by Biden's people?
Well, first of all, let's give credit to Fox News' Will Cain, who I think did an incredible job raising $2 million for survivors in the Maui area there that you're talking about. This is indefensible. And Harris, if you contemplate and just think about...
we can stop it. Yeah. So... you can't see, but what you're listening to, the video is titled Biden Could Face Investigation of Over Unacceptable Response to Hawaii Wildfires. First of all, it's absurd. Investigation that will result in nothing but fomenting the ire of the American people on both sides of the issue. Those who think that you know, Biden should be impeached. It will fan the flames of their ire. Those who disagree, obviously the opposite. But it's interesting, in the opening seconds of that clip, you see Fox News running the background of Maui Fire Fury. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Wink, wink. You know, that was the title of the book. Snopes did a fact check piece by Alexandra Rona, which is interesting. Published August 16. Titled, "A book describing the Maui fires was published before they started?" Some social media users claimed it proved their conspiracy theories. Fact check. And the claim is, according to Snopes, this is a great straw man. "A book describing the Maui, Hawaii fires of August 2023 was published before they started." And it's interesting that we go back and forth between singular and plural, because the title of the book is, the subtitle is "The Story of the 2023 Maui Fire and Its Implications for Climate Change." But as the Snopes post points out, fires, plural. So I think this is another nuance that escapes people. There's a reason. So the Snopes claim is, "A book describing the Maui, Hawaii fires of August 2023 was published before they started." Snopes gives it a rating of false. Alexandra Rona. And then the context for the rating is a book, Fire and Fury, The Story of the 2023 Maui Fire and Its Implications for Climate Change, was published on August 10, 2023, 2 days after the wildfires broke out in Maui, Hawaii. And then this is interesting. On August 8, 2023, massive fires, again, plural, singular, plural, singular, plural. Massive fires swept across the island of Maui, Hawaii, inspiring various conspiracy theories around the topic. Numerous social media users claimed that the book describing the fires was published before they happened, allegedly proving that the disaster was planned. And then there's lots of straw man fodder goes into this. But then this is fun. Couple of things. While a book, this is from the Snopes post, "While a book titled Fire and Fury, The Story of the 2023 Maui Fire and Its Implications for Climate Change indeed exists, it was not a predictive text." Okay. "It was published on August 10, 2023, 2 days after the wildfires broke out on the island. Additionally, the book did not contain any information that was not widely reported as of August 10. For that reason, we rate this claim false." So, do you know a lot of people who write books and get them published in real time? Is that something that happens on Amazon a lot? Who could do that? Continuing, "The rumor about the book supposedly predicting the disaster was possibly prompted by the fact," even Snopes says it's a fact, "that its description on Amazon said the text covered, quote, the events of August 8 through 11, 2023, while the publication date was August 10. I think Alexandra Rona's post just debunked itself. I think she debunked herself. "The rumor about the book supposedly predicting the disaster was possibly prompted by the fact that its description on Amazon said the text covered, quote, the events of August 8 through 11, 2023, while the publication date was August 10. It was unknown why the description included time after the book's publication date." And then this bit, continuing, "Was the book written by AI? As of this writing, the book was listed as number one in natural disasters ecology and environmental ecology bestseller categories on Amazon. The alleged author of the book, according to Amazon, was Dr. Miles Stones, Dr. Milestones. You're fine. So kind. As we're headed into a break, stick around. We'll be right back.
Brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tahi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. All right, just to finish this ridiculous Snopes entry that, again, debunks itself. You know, the claim that the book was written before the fires, or published, excuse me. Precision is important. Published before they started. Published on August 10. And then, you know, while a book titled, et cetera, indeed exists, it was not predictive text. It was published on August 10. But then, again, the next bit, the rumor about the book supposedly predicting the disaster was possibly prompted by the fact that its description, the fact that its description on Amazon said the text covered, quote, the events of August 8 through 11. Not 9-11, but 8-11. 2023, 8 through 11, while the publication date was August 10. maybe at some point we'll do a deal on 9/11. It's an interesting esoteric deal. When I was in Genesis chapter 3 yesterday, sort of talking about that, you know, I thought about Skull and Bones. Why is 322 so significant? Is it perhaps because in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Is it maybe that? And does that kind of get to this 32nd and 33rd degree transition or transformation? Anyway, I digress. So, the rumor about the book supposedly predicting the disaster was possibly prompted by the fact that its description on Amazon said the text covered, quote, the events of August 8 through 11, 2023, while the publication date was August 10. It was unknown why the description included time after the book's publication date. So did someone ask the author? Well, as I was reading, was the book written by AI? As of this writing, the book was listed as number one, etc., etc. The alleged author of the book, according to Amazon, was, quote, Dr. Miles Stones. We found a profile with the same name on Goodreads, a social cataloging website, that profile mostly contained comments with zero or just a few reviews. Only a few news websites mentioned Stone's name with regards to the viral book about Maui wildfires. No reputable sources provided any information about Stone's. Well, that's not weird. I mean, that's not weird at all. That's just perfectly normal that someone who doesn't exist, who is Kaiser Soze, who is Satoshi Nakamoto, who is Miles Stones? That's not weird at all. Someone that doesn't exist publishes a book in real time about an event with, a strategy of tension event, you might say, or episode, I should say, precision is important, and that has grave implications. That seems to be a perfect storm, I guess, pun fully intended, and, you know, is either an amazing coincidence or is an act of war. This book is published in real time by someone who doesn't exist. That's not weird at all. I mean, there's nothing weird about that. No reputable sources were provided any information about Stones. In other words, Snopes post says, we were unable to confirm if Dr. Miles Stones, quote unquote, was the name and title of an actual person. Some social media users suggested AI helped produce the text. Quote, very sus. Who is Dr. Miles Stone? Someone tweeted, referring to the alleged author. How did he author and publish a book before the Maui fires were even contained? How has he authored almost a dozen books this year? End quote. There's more. But you get the point. It's ridiculous. Mr. Bordop sends me this from RBN Post yesterday. It's an AP story, AP article. Maui water is unsafe, even with filters. One of the lessons learned from fires in California, and I would say from September 11, 2001, because remember how Ground Zero smoldered for ever, it seemed? Is this the site of some depleted uranium wasteland or something? What the heck? Since we're headed into a break again, stick around.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, August 25th, 2023. So the water is unsafe, which means that people will flee. You know, the idea is obviously to, I would say, depopulate the island to create the smart 15-minute city in place of what was raised. You know, Lahaina was raised, and now what will be raised in its place is something completely different. Don't you think it's strange that it took Joe Biden so long to respond with anything intelligible, sort of, but even what was intelligible was weird. And tone deaf, as they say, as the response by folks on the island seemed to indicate, the unfavorable response. How is it that we, what is the number that has been pledged to Ukraine? Was it 150 billion or something like that? Can we peel off, one or 2 billion? And I think all of America, isn't it interesting? Don't you find it fascinating that we are being bled dry in America and gaslighted by our kidnappers and told that it's perfectly fine, everything's fine, this is what we do. We're printing currency like it's going out of style in the last few years. And once corruption gets a toehold like that, once the camel gets its nose under the tent, we all know what happens after that. Like John Adams said, liberty once lost is lost forever. We play that clip from time to time of Walter E. Williams reminding us that the Constitution outlines limited powers for government, and everything else is sort of reserved for the people, and that's been flipped. Limited privileges for the people, unlimited powers for the government. It's been flipped. Government is a euphemism in this case for someone's special interest. And as inflation continues to skyrocket, greed and corruption skyrocket commensurately, I would say. I think even people in Congress, Pelosi probably would tell us that, how is someone supposed to exist with inflation doing what it's doing? How is she supposed to buy fancy ice cream with things going the way they're going? So, you have to have insider trading. You have to be, it's like rats fleeing a sinking ship. And the American people are sort of left footing the bill. The point is, as things continue to trend in the direction they have been, corruption is sort of the order of the day. It reminds me of Keynes, The Economic Consequences of the Peace, the disordering of ordinary relations. And this gets to the heart of the discussion that I've tried to have recently with the question, who's in charge, who decides? We live in a society that has, it leaves no room for God. We have already ostensibly undergone the arbitration of all things, or at least that's what we'd be led to believe. There's no room for God. You have people arguing the semantics of systems like capitalism, socialism, communism, etc. It's ridiculous. We play the Imagining a New Moral Economy clip from time to time, Angus Bergen telling us this is how the reimagining actually happens. But, is communism really the problem? Do we really need is capitalism really the problem? Do we need a new moral economy? And I keep saying we don't need a new moral economy. We just need to return to, if America, has ever been a Christian nation, return to those roots. And the moral economy that we need is the golden rule, Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. It's simple. Plain and simple, you know, the problem is not so much capitalism per se as it is, you know, capitalism outside of the umbrella of the ultimate moral economy, air quotes, of the Golden Rule and the author of it. That's the problem. Because, you know, if you read through the stories of the Bible, for example, you know, you read countless examples where we think in our own mind, most of us, most of the time, you know, you read a story and you think, why did he do that? Why did she do that? Why did he say that? Why did she say that? Why is this happening? The answer is because it came from above our pay grade, so to speak, you know.
Out of your quiver, you're not ruling anything out.
Like he says.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
His ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. And so, but that leaves room for the grace of God, and hearts are changed as a result. There's grace, there's mercy, all that kind of stuff. In the absence of that, then we just trend in Machiavellian fashion toward a Nietzschean will to power, you know, power evolving universe. And that's the Highlander scenario. There can be only one. Ain't good. Ain't good. Anyway, the Maui fires, you know, I think it's called a fire because we're supposed to believe that it was one thing. It was actually fires. We've talked about that a little bit on this broadcast and on this network. It wasn't just a fire, but singularizing it leads us to believe it's sort of, it truncates the discussion. It's like one of those slides that sort of dead ends thought and discussion. If you say plural, I think just logically speaking, mentally, you kind of start to wonder. And, you know, speaking of that, there have been the damage control videos. What was the one that I saw recently? Security video appears to show what triggered deadly Maui fire. And so that was ABC News. That was Good Morning America. Day or two ago, I think. And what was interesting was that the flashes of light that were caught on security cameras that people were saying, you know, this is interesting. What the heck was this? You watch Dane Wigington's stuff, you get a different perspective of what that might be. But according to the Good Morning America coverage of that and related, a security camera captured a bright flash in the woods that may have been a tree falling on a power line. A power line in the woods. Just think about this sentence. A security camera captured a bright flash in the woods that may have been a tree falling on a power line. May have been. In the woods. Because that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? May have been that. And so what this does, again, is this foments controversy. There is no conclusive. This doesn't, you know, answers that don't answer. As Fred Hampton might say. And all it does is leave people sort of spiraling off into conflict, heated debate. And I think what should be happening is we should be asking questions. Why is it that we can't seem to get to the bottom of anything these days with all of this fancy technology and cameras everywhere? Why can't we know exactly what the heck is going on? Why is the mainstream press so curiously uncurious about investigating, for example, what Dane Wigington might tell us about the Maui fires? And why is there a back and forth on the singular versus plural? Even with the Good Morning America video that I'm talking about, YouTube video titled "Security Video Appears to Show What Triggered Deadly Maui Fire," GMA, Good Morning America, ABC News. So the title says "Deadly Maui Fire," but the description says "Maui Wildfires," plural, live updates, with a link. Are we not curious about these things? You know, maybe I'm splitting hairs. Maybe it's nothing, but maybe not. Why would somebody do that? Well, there was this one that was the big one, that was the important one, that was supposed to, you know. I guess I would put it this way. You know, if you watch Jack Reacher, the movie, for example, what is the, or you watch any of the, you know, the Bourne stuff, Robert Ludlum's, you know, the movies based on Ludlum's books, all of these spy novels, what happens when the, you know, the black ops guy is trying to get away? What do you see in all of those scenarios? He's usually trying to hide in a crowd, or in the Jack Reacher movie, you know, you kill a bunch of people to hide the one. That's one of the scenarios that's sort of mentioned. And so basically you create a haystack to hide a needle. So it's interesting that we are given both singular and plural in the same news coverage, even in the same news segments, or in this case, in the same ABC News video. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it. Maybe it's something. It's a strange world. Strange world we're living in. Similarly, I'll give you another example of the controversy. And this all sort of reminds me of what Lynn in Maryland was talking about with the headlines. Actually, I have a good example of that. You know, speaking of Lynn's points and the headline contradictions, story contradictions, sort of what I would call a choose-your-own-adventure or draw-your-own-confirmation-bias conclusion or presupposition kind of thing. There were these videos published yesterday, last night, as a result of, you know, Donald Trump's turning himself in, which is ridiculous. And, you know, we could go on for a while about things like how curious it just happens to be that Fulton County is where much of this fun stuff is happening. Fulton County, a place known for its corruption, the Fulton County Jail, you know, do a search for Fulton County Jail. You know, is it customary, first of all, that people get booked in with not mugshots, but what look like celebrity, you know, death match kind of photos? Everyone's dressed impeccably, mostly. And the photos, I don't know. Maybe it's me. They look staged. It's weird. But Fulton County Jail is notorious for, I can't think of the term. But, you know, folks escaping or, you know, dying in custody or all kinds of weird stuff. Fulton County is notorious for that. It's interesting this is all happening there. That's a side note. Anyway, the titles of the videos, Fox News, Trump turns himself in at Georgia jail. CBS Evening News, Trump surrenders at Atlanta jail in 2020 election interference case. Then this, MSNBC Rhodes Scholar, Rachel Maddow, her coverage, the video of her is titled, Trump unable to convince followers to protest on his behalf as he is arrested again. That's an incendiary and provocative title. Ironically, Rachel Maddow herself actually says the opposite of what the title indicates. If you listen to the video, stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Good morning, Sunday morning.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. These are strange, strange times, wild and dystopic, to be sure. Let me just finish this thought here. Speaking of the videos that I mentioned, the titles, and to finish that thought, things that make you go, not to, you know, wax religious, so to speak, but it is interesting. I saw this and I thought, yeah, that's interesting. Andrew Bolt, Sky News Australia. Hillsong founder Brian Houston sits down with Sky News host Andrew Bolt after he was found not guilty of concealing his father's sexual abuse of a child in the 1970s. In full, Hillsong founder Brian Houston sits down with Andrew Bolt. Well, you know, we're all just good Christian people. So, Brian, you know, your dad molested a person. The case is weird. It's kind of a Me Too type thing. Why now? Why did this take so long? But then, you know, Brian sort of opens up about his own. Oh, I didn't have this kind of issue. I had a substance abuse issue. But, you know, that's all behind me now. I had a problem with sleeping pills. Haven't taken one since 2012. Well, that sounds good. But then what about that more recent, pharmacological episode that seems to correlate to the issue that you say you don't have an issue with? You don't have a problem with that. But how come that keeps sort of resurfacing? But, you know, we're all good Christians. So this is like a generational type of an issue. Hillsong is, not Christian. Let's just be honest, shall we? But, you know, this is, you know, Sky News, Fox affiliate, so to speak. This is part of what Adam Kinzinger calls the Christian Taliban. It's insane. This is, you know, there are a lot of cults that pass off as Christian, and they are not. And Hillsong is one of the most notable, perhaps, the most visible, which is interesting. So, I mean, if you just go through, well, I'll hold that thought for the next segment. We'll just burn through this real fast. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.